Welcome back to Press TV. Let's get you updated on that breaking news we brought you from Pakistan. Javed Rana joins us on the line. Javed, from what we took from the breaking news, there was that bus explosion in Karachi. The injured were taken to a hospital, and now there has been an explosion at the hospital itself. Is that correct?
Well, according to the latest information that we are receiving here in Islamabad, as many as 12 persons have been killed in the second explosion. And in the first explosion, there are confirmed reports about the similar number of the people who were earlier on killed. The total number who have been total people who have been killed in two blasts is more than 24, 25. And in the second blast, those who have been injured, I think their figure is close to be 50. The more information is coming from different sources that indicates that the number of the casualty is rising fast.
Yeah, I mean, Javed, we can only speculate at this point, but is this the it is the hospital that those injured were taken to. So any news at all whether this was coordinated, whether the people that conducted the first blast then knew these injured were taken to this hospital and continued at the hospital?
Well, what initial evidence suggests that the attack happened on the emergency bus which was carrying injured. So in a way, this is an attack on the injured of the people of the first explosion. So this blast has happened very close to the Jinnah Hospital in Karachi, and it appears to be continuation of the first terrorist attack where a motorcyclist rammed into the bus carrying the mourners of this 40th chairman of Imam Hussein.
Yeah, and Java, let's just contextualize this, because unfortunately these killed just some of many that are being killed across Pakistan. And I was just mentioning to our viewers earlier, it seems that every day we hear about violence in Afghanistan where there's a war going on, but we do almost every day hear from something in Pakistan as well. It does seem the situation is deteriorating.
It is deteriorating. There was a part of a few weeks where we did not listen about the terrorist incidents, but all of a sudden, with the two blasts today in Karachi, it seems the terrorists have staged comeback in the biggest city of Pakistan, which in fact is the biggest city of the world, given the fact it has more than 20 million population. And this is a city where different ethnic population from the different ethnic groups, they have been there for last over five decades. So this is very, very dangerous for Pakistan, because as the last track record of the blast suggests, that whenever some terrorist attacks happen in Karachi, that turns into riots, some sort of ethnic riots. Still, Pakistani government has not been able to come out of the first aftershock of the terrorist attack, which resulted into the political killing. Now, at this point of time, we do not know what is going to happen as a result of these blasts, because at the end of the day, what happens in Karachi, typically the people go after police, they try to take revenge from the police for failing to provide the security. On the other side, government say it has become extremely difficult to stop those people who blow themselves up and kill these mourners. Pakistan's interior minister just a few weeks back said that the time has come when people from the Shia community should cooperate with the government. They need to restrict themselves in a situation when terrorists are already out, and they are trying to kill them in whatever manner they can do.
Okay, many thanks, Sir Javed Rana. And as you can see on your screen, medics are saying there's absolute chaos at the hospital and they do fear more injured. But at the moment, we have another 12 killed. So 24 people in Pakistan killed in these double bombings, and at least 50 injured at this point.